telling you, folks, a bow, B-O-U-G-H, a bow is about to break. I don't know which one it's going to be, but a bow is about to break. The center cannot possibly hold the weight of the evil and imbeciles that are on either end of it. Something's just going to crack. So what did the court rule? Let's go back to cases here very quickly here on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Radio Network on a Tuesday. Welcoming all of you that may be listening for the first time in Atlanta on our flagship syndication station, 1010 WXKG. Welcome aboard. Phone line works for you too, 844-527-8723. What does per curiam mean? So you should ask one of the stooges on OMSNBC, or the woman who what's the woman's name on the View? I know we have the digital media file. Sunny, whatever her name is, who has a law degree from the University of Notre Dame. Ask her what per curiam means. Per curiam basically means for or by the court. Per, for, or by, curiam, court. So, for the court. So, in other words, the first paragraph that you've all seen in all those news stories, that one page that shows the ruling, that is what the court said. It gave the vote 9-0. So, what did the court say when it said for the court, per curiam? What did it say? It said what you have heard that it said. Here, I have it right here. Well, I had it, and of course I clicked it and clicked, hold on. Supreme Court of the United States, Donald J. Trump petition, Norma Anderson et al. Versus Norma Anderson et al. On writ of certiorari to the Supreme Court of Colorado, March 4th, 2024, per curiam, for the court. In other words, this statement right here is on behalf of all the justices of the court. A group of Colorado voters contends that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution prohibits former President Donald J. Trump, who seeks the presidential nomination of the Republican Party in this year's election, from becoming president again. The Colorado Supreme Court agreed with that contention. It is ordered that the Colorado Secretary of State had ordered to exclude a former president from the Republican primary ballot. And then I don't have the rest of it here because the screenshot that I have is only half of it. But if you go on to read, they say, we vacate that decision.